Welcome to another episode of the Armor Hour podcast, where we explore the intersection of wealth planning and the timeless wisdom found in the Bible. I'm your host, Rusty Peterson, a wealth consultant and partner at IAG Wealth Partners, known for helping our clients plan for the best, prepare for the worst, and be a steward of your dreams. And I have a passion for helping multi-generational family stewards secure their wealth while staying true to their values. And I believe that my clients deserve an advisor that cares about their goals and dreams and families as much as they do. An advisor that they trust like family and will never, ever give up serving them and work with their other advisors to coordinate the plan. You know, many families are concerned about having enough assets to achieve their long-term goals. And in fact, it's a topic that keeps many people awake at night. And there are really five primary concerns that wealthy families have, according to research. One is, do we have enough? How do we mitigate taxes? How do we efficiently transfer assets? How do we protect assets? And how do you magnify charitable giving? Those are just some of the issues that we go over in this podcast. And the title of today's podcast is, How Firm is My Foundation? In fact, this is actually going to be a series of podcasts that will cover different aspects of a wealth plan and the various topics that are really foundational for successful families, and especially family businesses that want to continue for the next generation. Our reference passage can be found in both Matthew 7, 24 to 27, and also Luke 47 to 49. These two passages are called the parable of the two builders, and Jesus is talking to believers. So I'll just read Matthew 7, 24 to 27. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. And it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. I think it's easy to apply this passage to a financial or a wealth plan for anyone, but today we're going to focus on a family business. And really, you know, again, the question is your plan built on rock or on sand? So I'd like to share a story with you about a family that is a client of mine. I've been working with them for years. They have a very successful business that had been around for years and was profitable. Obviously, I'm going to make this a little more generic for privacy purposes, but they had more than three family owners of the business. And when I met them, they actually had a buy-sell agreement in place. And the agreement stated that at the death of an owner, the stock would be bought out by the other owners at a set price. And unfortunately, that price was well below fair market value of the business. In fact, over the years, I've seen buy-sell agreements that, you know, placed a set dollar amount for the business or used a formula to calculate the price. But the formula in this one calculated the price well below fair market value, and the owners realized that once we reviewed it and talked about it. So, okay, what does that really mean? Well, what it really means is that the surviving spouse, at the death of her husband, the owner, would get potentially a lot less money. So let's use some figures to talk about this so you can see the impact of this. So let's say the formula value of the business was $1 million in the buy-sell agreement, but that the actual fair market value of the business was $3 million. So that's a difference of $2 million. And that means that's $2 million that the widow and the children would not ever see. What kind of difference would $2 million make in their lives? Well, $2 million could generate $80,000 a year in income. It could mean the difference between the spouse having to work versus not having to continue to work. It could mean not being able to send kids to the college that they want to go to. It could mean a lot of things. It also means that the other family members who bought the business could potentially get that money if they ever, you know, if and when they sold it. So is that really fair to anyone? And, you know, you may be thinking, how in the world does that happen? That would never happen to me. Well, in my experience, families get so busy working in the business that you don't review the areas of your financial plan regularly. And that includes the buy-sell agreement. So that's how it happens. It happens pretty easy. We all get busy. Fortunately for this family, we were able to go to an attorney and we got the buy-sell agreement adjusted so that it would calculate fair market value at the date of death. And there, again, there's a bunch of different ways of calculating fair market value, and we won't go into that today. But the bottom line is, it was much more of a true value of the business. Furthermore, we also got life insurance on the owners so that in the event of a death, the surviving owners didn't have to figure out how we're going to come up with the money to buy out the stock. It was there. So this is, you know, another aspect of, again, your financial plan that needs to be reviewed. And the benefit of this now is that each family knows that in the event of a death, the business is going to go to the surviving owners to increase the likelihood that it's going to continue. And the surviving spouse will get paid fair market value. Plus, the way it was structured, there's not going to be any capital gains taxes at death. So, you know, over my 30 plus year career, I've seen many family businesses that didn't even have a buy-sell agreement. And oftentimes that leads to the business just being liquidated at the death of the owner. And that means employees have to go find another job. It also can mean if it's not liquidated, it's sold for a fraction of the cost. And that kind of goes back to what I talked about earlier on how that would impact the surviving spouse and the family. So this is just one aspect of your financial house that we discussed today. And in future podcasts, we're going to go over other areas. It's definitely what I call being focused on preparing for the worst. And if this topic has hit a nerve or you have additional questions, I would love to schedule a complimentary 15-minute possibility session to answer your questions and see what is truly possible for you and your family. You can call me directly at 262-446-8137, or you can email me at rpeterson@iagwealthpartners.com. Again, rpeterson@iagwealthpartners.com. Thank you for listening to the Armor Hour podcast. I'm Rusty Peterson, and I look forward to you joining me for my next episode. This is the part that I have to tell you about. It is that securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA, SIPC, FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through IAG Wealth Partners, LLC, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial. The opinions voiced in this podcast are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which strategies or investments may be suitable for you, consult the appropriate qualified professional prior to making a decision. Thank you again and have a blessed day. Bye-bye.